Okay. Welcome for our 13th year of Enaya, especially those who have been here for all the years. Today, we're continuing in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, where Rav Kook has something very interesting to see. You can look along. We have a couple of source sheets. The Gemara has been telling us about the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and it tells about how the Malach HaMavet, the angel, wanted to make a long story short. Hashem put a tav, a marking, on the forehead of the tzaddikim and of the rishaim to punish those who are evil and to give reward to those who are good. And we spoke last time, we don't have time to review what the letter Tav represents, but now the Gemara is going to give another opinion. What is the symbolism of the letter Tav? Tav, we all know, is the last letter of the alphabet. So it doesn't say make an X on their head, it says make the letter Tav on their head. So the Gemara says, Ushmuel amar tama zchut avot. It's not just that the word tama is finished, begins with a taf, but it's the end of the alphabet. And the idea is that the destruction of the temple is going to come because we no longer have zchut avot, the merit of the forefathers. And the obvious question is, and this is a big question that everybody has, how does zchut avot work? You know, yeah, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were great. Does that mean that it runs out at some point? Like if they're great-grandchildren, us, if we're evil, does that mean that the merit of the forefathers runs out? That's what it appears here. And how bichlal does it work, right? Obviously, we can't be on the level of the forefathers, so we're never on their level. So, and not only that, why should Hashem judge us and give us merit according to our forefathers? The whole idea is a very difficult idea. And if zchut avot does run out, like the Gemara is saying here, why didn't it run out before? And could this possibly mean that if we really never do tshuva, that there's never going to be a redemption? Because we don't deserve it, and our forefathers don't deserve it, right? Their points ran out already. How does that work? A lot of big questions here. And Rav Kook, and this is Einaya, Shabbat, Perikei, Chapter 5, Piska Lamed Aleph. Hakoach ha'adir bakodesh. The great power of holiness. Hatzavur b'neshama ha'gdola shel avot, which was amassed in the great souls of the Avot. By the way, the Avot, it's always talking about, Chazal say, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yaakov, right? The others, even Moshe Rabbeinu, was not called one of the forefathers.
Why do we say forefathers? There are only three. There are four mothers.
This is really the back of this. So we're beginning over here.
Okay.
So the forefathers amassed a lot of credit. Shaita kol megamatam lehofia ba'olam be'or hayoter gadol, that the whole idea of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was to reveal that holiness that we were talking about in the world, bitzdaka u'mishpat. And here, Rav Kook is quoting the pasuk in Bereishit, which, for those who see the source sheet, it's in the Perek Yudchet, pasuk Yudtet, Ki yedativ leman asher yitzave et banav ve beito acharav v'shamru et derech Hashem lasot tzedaka u'mishpat. Hashem tells us that is telling Avram Avinu that his role is to bring tzedek and mishpat into the world, which literally means justice and righteousness. And as we've learned in the past, Rav Kook uses this term, this pasuk, a lot, and it's referring to monotheism, which brings to morality, right? That the Avram Avinu brought the two great gifts of Avram to the world is monotheism and morality. And that is supposed to bring that we are supposed to be an Or LaGoyim, to be not just a nation of individuals, there always were individually righteous people, but a nation of righteous people.
And they're two separate things because there was no Avodah Zarah up to a certain point and people still did evil.
But that's not our topic.
No.
Mishpat b'chayim b'muvanam hayotir na'ala v'nizgav. Shelo rak tzidam ma'asi hu noten l'chayim et hatov. It's not only that practically Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov brought a lot of goodness into the world through their actions. Ki im gam atzad atziyuri shelahem, also the conceptual goodness that even after they died and their actions stopped, that goodness continues in the world. The idea of monotheism continued. The idea of morality continued. Hashem brought the world through their children, through us, the Ten Commandments and morality and monotheism. Okay, so that is the concept that goodness continues even after the forefathers passed away. Hu notenet etzem hatochen shel hachayim. This is what brings the essence of life. The essence of life is justice, is righteousness, it is the holiness. Sheyihiyu nechmadim va'ahuvim. And Rav Kook is pointing out that we're not just talking about a religious or moral obligation, but we want life to be good. It's beneficial to be monotheistic. It's beneficial to be moral. And ru'uyim l'pricha v'kiyum. And that way, life of the children and the great-great-great-grandchildren of Avram Avinu, and all of the Gentiles of the world. Remember, Avram Avinu was called the Av Hamon Goyim. Of all of the nations, the world is going to be a better place, not just because of the dugma ishit, of the practical example that they set, but their legacy continues afterwards. That's what Rav Kook calls the tziur. La'aliyah v'itgabrut nifla'a. And not only that, but as we've learned many times, all of the world, Rav Kook explains, is created and based on evolution, right? That arrow which is consistently improving, and that just like sports records are constantly improving, and cell phones are improving, and mankind is improving, right? We're not primitive anymore, and mankind can't stand slavery or racism anymore, and obviously we still have a lot to improve, as we've said many times. Nevertheless, even though, notice what's happening, it's sort of a dialect, a sort of a stirive, and a contradiction, that on the one hand, the forefathers were the greatest who ever lived. On the other hand, the world is constantly improving. And how is it improving? Through the legacy of those forefathers, when we continue the legacy. But if we don't continue the legacy, then it can run out. Okay? And I just saw last week a beautiful example. Somebody asked Rabbi Jonathan Sacks about how it's possible that the Jewish people are still running the world, even though it's been three or four generations since their parents were really acting like Jews and learning Torah, and, you know, all the Einsteins and Freuds. And if you remember, we spoke about how Rav Kook answers that question, but he gave an interesting answer. He said that when an orchestra plays, they need to have a conductor, and he keeps everybody in line. And when they practice with him a lot, so they really improve. And even when the conductor doesn't show up, they, out of practice, they can continue playing properly. But that doesn't last forever. And again, this is connected with what Rav Kook is saying about the Zchut Avot, that even though we are not as great as the Avot, when we continue their legacy and we continue the evolution of the world, then Zchut Avot counts. Rav Kook is pointing out something else, that even though, yes, we are not as great as Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, but our actions are added on. There's an accumulative aspect to the world, to the evolution of the world, And we are like, as we've said many times before, like midgets standing on the shoulders of giants. Okay? So we're beginning to understand how Zchut Avot works. On the other hand, we're also beginning to understand how if we act the opposite of the Avot, it's going to stop working. But we're still left with the question, does that mean that there might not be Mashiach? There might not be Geula? Right? If we never really do Tshuva properly? So Rav Kook continues. Hagodah ha-mazihu mitashom mitala. Hagodah la-zeh i-efshar lavo ki-im shiyeh ha-chifetz shel milui ha-tzedek va-mishpat nish'av mim-koro v'shorsho. We will continue growing and evolving and improving. Mankind will continue as long as we shoev. How do you say she'iva?
Draw from.
We draw from. As long as we pump up from the Avot, and we recognize that we are the continuation of that source, and we connect with that source, and we're proud of that source. So even though we're not on the level of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but we are proud of our legacy, of our heritage, of Am Yisrael, of our identifying with them, then there's no chatzitzot. When does a Mash'eva, how do you say, a pump. It can only work if there's no chatzitzot, if there's no obstructions in the middle. But if there are obstructions, then it's going to be a problem. Continues Rav Kook. מאותו המקור העצמו שלו, אשר בהשקפה הראשונה נמצאו בעצם טבע הנפש הטהורה. We, as the great-grandchildren of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, let's just say Avram to keep it short, we have that nature, just like there is a genetic nature, there is also a spiritual nature, which continues, and just like a Kohen is a Kohen, and he has that spiritual power because of his great-great-grandfather, מאותו אמרו, שעל כן תהיה ההתעלות המוסרית הבא מעצם אהבת הטוב מפני משהו טוב, and as long as we love the goodness because it's good, here notice Rav Kook is paraphrasing the Rambam, which I brought in Hilchot Tshuva Perek Yud Alechabet, that the idea is to do truth because it is true. Rav Kook is taking it a little higher and saying not just intellectual, we want to do intellectual truth because it's true, but we identify with God. We identify with the fathers because we believe in goodness, so we want to continue that goodness. Hadavar yoter machriya tachayim le'elyonut. And that really is the strongest motivation that gets the world to be good. That you identify with good. In other words, as Rav Kook, we've learned in the past, he writes in Orot HaKodesh that a higher level is not to do mitzvot because Mr. God said to do A, B, and C, don't eat pig and put on tefillin, but to learn the ta'amei mitzvot and to actually identify with the goodness of the mitzvot. Now, the Rambam himself, he brings down in Hilchot Tumurah, he calls the mitzvot etzot. He's actually quoting Yeshayahu. The mitzvot are beneficial. They're good ideas. In other words, not just to do mitzvot because God said so, not just because our Avram did so, but we continue in that way and we identify and we pump up that goodness by continuing the actions even though our forefathers can't act anymore, right? They're dead. So we continue the actions, we continue the tziur, the legacy. Aval, paragraph bet, continues Rav Kook. Be'emet od ein ze magia limarom ha-keitz shel ha-makoriyut. We've been talking now about the benefit of being attached to the source, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But now Rav Kook is going to take that a step higher. If you really want to connect to the source, the higher level is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to connect with Him and to identify with being godly. She'arei yesod ha-chefetz shel ha-nefesh le-tov le-tzedakah ve-ora mipnei ha-makor ha-elohi shela. Right? The idea, concept of what we've discussed many times, that the goal of Judaism is to be godly. Right? The Tzelem Elokim is that we are supposed to shadow God. We're supposed to copy God. We're supposed to imitate God. So the idea of Zchut Avot is also connected with connecting with the source. And here we're talking about even but the more original source. Kick it one step higher, and that is to identify really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the godliness of the mitzvot. We're running out of time, so we're going to skip down to the final paragraph, Gimel. Omnam, and here is the big but, HaMa'asim HaFuchim Yachshichu Et HaZohar. When we are acting the exact opposite of godliness, then we're not identifying with God, we're not identifying with the forefathers, we're not, and that is when Tamaz Zchut Avot. That is when, if it is just a question of how many points we have, how many merits we have, so when the children are not getting too many merits ourselves, when we're not acting godly, eventually the merits of the forefathers, that also runs out. So what are we supposed to do? Right? Right? This sounds sort of pessimistic. And that is why it's important too, and Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook used to mention this a lot. It's in source number 6 for those who have the sources. Tosfot on this Gemara, he deals with this idea that yes, the Gemara says sometimes Zchut Avot can finish off, right? They did just so many mitzvot, even if they did millions of mitzvot, millions of sins cannot counteract that. Omer Rabbeinu Tam de Zchut Avot Tama, Aval Brit Avot Lo Tama. The covenant that Hashem made with the forefathers, that never runs out. So even though the topic of the Gemara here is that Hashem destroyed the Beit HaMikdash because we ran out of our own zchuyot, we ran out of zchut avot, so we were sent into exile. But we're still not acting godly. So does that mean that there's no hope for redemption? Rav Tzvi Yehuda always used to mention, Rav Kook also mentions this Tosfot, that says that Brit Avot never runs out. And this is what we say in Tefillah. I brought in source number 9, but you all know it from Shmona Esrei. Umevi goel livnei v'nehem lima'an shmo be'ahava. That Hashem is going to bring the Geula to us. Why? Livnei b'nehem. Because Hashem made a brit, He made a covenant, He promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that He's going to redeem us. Now, even if we mess it up, and we don't do tshuva, and we don't deserve it, Hashem has to redeem us because He swore to the fathers. Not because they deserve it. That's zchut avot, that can run out. But brit avot never runs out. That's number one. Mevi goel, livnei v'nehem, brit avot, number one. Lima'an shmo. To stop the Chilul Hashem, as we've learned in the past, right? That whenever Jews are defeated, that's a Chilul Hashem. And the Crusaders used to say that the proof that God is Christian is that they defeat others. And the Muslims, that's their proof, the Jihad, that God is Muslim. And the Nazis, when they said, Jew, where's your God? That is a terrible Chilul Hashem. And that is why Hashem has to redeem us for the sake of His name. So that's Livnei V'nehem, Leman Shmo, and number 3, Be'ahava, because Hashem loves us, because a father loves his children. He's going to redeem us no matter what. So even though the topic of today's paragraph is the Gemara, Rav Kook, that we learn every week is his commentary on this paragraph in the Gemara, and the paragraph in the Gemara is Doomsday, right? The Gemara is explaining why the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash took place, because Zchut Avot ran out. Now, if Zchut Avot ran out 2,000 years ago, what the heck are we supposed to do today? Right?
Pretty amazing that we're still here.
Right. So that, the fact that we're still here, and the fact that Hashem has brought us back to the land of Israel, and has given us the state of Israel, and keeps giving, time after time, victory to the army of Israel, and reviving the economy, and even with all the balagan that we always make for ourselves, like the present balagan in the Israeli society. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over us and turns these balagans into a growing birurim. To clarify again, what is democracy, what is Judaism, what is a Jewish democracy, etc., etc. And bikitzur, Baruch Hashem, we can and should finish on an optimistic note. And especially because in the Machloka Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yoshua, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzarichet, says that the outcome is like Rabbi Yoshua, that the world was created in Nisan, not in Tishrei, and that the main hinge with all the importance of Chodesh Elul and Tishrei that we are going to talk about a lot, the main hinge of the world is Nisan, where Hashem redeemed Am Yisrael from Egypt, even though we didn't deserve it, and that's how he's going to redeem us in the end, Mevi Goel Livnei Bnehem, because of Brit Avot, not because of Zchut Avot, because of Brit Avot, the covenant, and Leman Shmo, and Biava. So I apologize.